flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In for Shaletta, I'm Dave Schrader. Thank you very much for tuning in and being a part of the show with us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Are you a parent, grandparent, aunt or uncle? Maybe you've got a family member that's in a bit of crisis situation. They've got bills mounting, children that are sick, dealing with things that were unforeseen and putting them in a situation that could be potentially crippling to a lot of families. There's so much out there and so many resources that go untapped and unacknowledged, unnoticed, and I wanted to make that stop. Try to make more people aware of the things that are taking place in and around our communities and around the United States, because I know firsthand, having a mom that worked for Shriners Children's Hospital for 30 years of her life and watching the children that were brought into places like that getting aid and help that would have crippled most families, and then knowing families that knew nothing about it, that had put themselves in real crisis and in situations where they were unable to dig themselves out and lost everything. Well, my son and daughter-in-law have found a great program that they've been able to work with on a few different occasions with some of the special needs that my grandchildren have needed. And my daughter-in-law said, "Dad, is there any way you can help get the word out about this? Is there any way you can bring this to the community and let them know? Because we're trying to spread the word of the good work that's being done through the United Healthcare Children's Foundation." And I said, "Next time I'm on WCCO, let's make this happen." And Matt Peterson is joining us now from United Healthcare Children's Foundation to talk about child medical grants that are available. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Matt.
Thank you for having me, Dave. Happy to be here.
Let's start off with, do you have to be part of United Healthcare in order to even qualify for these kind of grants?
The answer is certainly not. I mean, 77% of the families that apply for these grants and are not covered by United Healthcare insurance. So a vast majority of those grants are given to kids that do not have United Healthcare as an insurance provider.
And the United Healthcare Children's Foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization. You guys are providing medical grants to help children gain access to health-related services that aren't covered or maybe not fully covered by their family's commercial health insurance plans. And you're able to help out to the tune of upwards $5,000 annually per child and $10,000 per lifetime for the maximum for a child. That's pretty substantial help, especially in a moment of crisis.
You know, we're interested in helping families focus on what's most important, enhancing the quality of life of their kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm just pleased to announce that we are really open for business for child medical grants here in the state of Minnesota. It's the headquarters of United Health Group and United Healthcare. And we're really interested in getting the word out. So we're really grateful for your stepping up, Dave.
My pleasure. I am so happy to help when I know that there are people out there that feel like they've exhausted their opportunities or don't even realize that there are opportunities out there like this. So is there certain economic features that keep people from being able to get these grants, or is this pretty open for families in need that, just need that extra assistance?
So here's how it works. This is really targeted at helping people who have a gap in their commercial medical insurance. So the grant criteria is, as you mentioned before, you do not have to have insurance through UnitedHealthcare to be eligible, but you do are required to have a commercial health insurance policy. And we know that over 155 million Americans fall into that category. It's the biggest category of people with coverage. You must be 16 years of age or younger. And the family criteria is very broad, meaning a family must not exceed maximum eligible income on their tax form. So, for example, if you're a family of four, that income is $135,000 or less. A family of five, $170,000 or less. And if you go to the website at uhccf.org, it'll take you through that process so that you can find out if you do qualify so that we don't waste your time and you can understand exactly how this works. But we want to make it as seamless as possible. But also, these people are middle-income Americans. They are just like all of our neighbors, and they have a need, and you've experienced that very recently as well.
Well, since 2005, the UHCCF has awarded, if I understand this, more than 35,000 grants valued at over $70 million to children and families across the United States. Although you want to make sure that people here in our great state of Minnesota know about this, we have listeners to WCCO from around the United States. This project is available all over, correct?
All 50 states. And we do fulfill grants in every state in America. We did 40 grants in Minnesota in 2023, and out of those 3,500 grants total, we think that we can do more in Minnesota, and it's just a good opportunity for people to come and apply, and we'd love to help.
I'm sorry, tell me, you only had 40 people that you were able to help in 2023?
In 2023, in the state of Minnesota, there were 40 families in Minnesota that received grants. So we think that that number needs to go up, and that's
right.
Why we're here today.
That's fantastic. And just to let people know, it's not because of the stringent policies. It's because people just don't even know about this program and that it's out there and available for everybody.
I think that's exactly right. Awareness is everything. And if you get through the criteria, which we've talked a little bit about, your chances of getting a grant are very high. And when I say very high, I mean over 90%.
UHCCF.org. You can apply for a grant and attend an event or donate there as well if you want to help people and make a difference in this field. In this case, is it simply for medical treatments, for medical issues? Does it work for therapy cases if people mm-hmm. have trouble in that? What all is covered by this?
It's a great, great question. So qualifying families can receive up to $5,000 annually per child or $10,000 for a lifetime max to help pay for medical services or equipment such as physical, occupational, or speech therapy, counseling, surgeries, prescriptions, wheelchairs, orthotics, even eyeglasses and hearing aids. So as an example, 28% of our grants last year were given for speech therapy. 5% of grants were given for doctor visits, 5% for hearing aids, 4% for prescriptions. So it's very broad. It covers almost any clinical condition that you can imagine. It's not just cancer. It's not just cystic fibrosis. It's not just bloodborne diseases. It covers a very, very broad swath, and that's why we think it's a good opportunity for people to learn more about it.
Yeah, my son my youngest son has some special needs, and especially where it comes to hearing, he was premature by nearly 3 months and has had some medical issues throughout his life. Thankfully, we were in a position that we could financially take care of these issues between what the insurance covered and did not. But, you know, knowing that he needed to get a special hearing aid and glasses, there are a lot of families out there that are dealing with similar situations that were not as lucky, that didn't have the opportunity and are still out there struggling without any concept of programs like this that exist. With something this big and this opportunity, how is it that more people are not familiar with this, Matt?
You know, I think that people are busy. The society is moving at a high rate of speed, and sometimes you don't pay attention to something until it's really in front of you and you need it. So one of the things that we like to do is get out to doctor's offices, nursing stations, hospitals and clinics, and get referrals. And in this case, we had a fat tire ride several weekends ago, raising money for kids out in the mud. It wasn't in the snow. And, you know, we had over 50 riders come. We do those things to engage not only our employees of United Health Group, but also the community in which we serve. And we love to bring families forward and share their stories, what it's like, what that experience is. And through word of mouth, this gets around. And that's the most important part, is that people spread the word.
What can people do if they would like to help spread the word but have more of a working knowledge and understanding of what's going on so that they can be an advocate for your organization and for the people out there that might need it?
I think I would just recommend if they take anything away, they can either Google child medical grants, or they can remember UHCCF.org, which is United Healthcare Children's Foundation.org, and let people know that it's out there and that we are proposing medical grants for kids of all different types, and spread the word. And it's targeted at middle-income Americans. We know that a gap in commercial health insurance can be devastating from a financial strain perspective on a family, and that these grants are designed to be big enough, but not so big that we can do a lot of them, but also get these families through just a moment in time where they might really need a little bit of help quickly. I think of it as a hand up, not a hand out. And we just encourage people to get out to the site and learn a little bit more.
I know a lot of people get intimidated filling out these, thinking, I'm never going to qualify for this. There's probably only 40 that exist. They only gave 40 away in Minnesota last year. It's, again, not because it was limited to 40. You'd like to give away many more grants to help out families in need. I just want to clarify that so that people listening know that and understand it. I mean, is there a limit to how many you can help in a year?
Here's how it works, is that a grant is made every year. We have boards that meet and make child grants across not only the region and the Midwest, but nationally. And those are done on a first-come, first-served basis. And we have been able to fulfill the grants that are put in front of us. So we have capacity. And I would encourage people that we can do many more than 40, two, three, four times if they would take an interest. So don't be shy. The website is not designed to exclude. It's designed to include. And there's a number where you can call for help if you have any questions. I'm very interested in making sure that we do more all across the great state of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, wherever your listeners are. We're happy to help.
Fantastic. Again, visit UHCCF.org, apply for a grant, attend an event, or donate on the website. You can get educated and find out more about that information there. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing and making sure that people do have resources, that they do have a way to reach out and get that helping hand when it's so important and could be the make or break for a lot of families.
Thank you, Dave. You're the best. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Matt Peterson, again, United Healthcare Children's Foundation. Child medical grants are available. Please go check it out, UHCCF.org. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Filling in for Shaletta, I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to the program. I'm Dave Schrader, filling in for Shaletta. We just had an opportunity to talk about an amazing grant that is out there and available to people around the United States from United Healthcare Children's Foundation, UHCCF.org. My mom, as I mentioned at the beginning of that, worked for years for the Shriners Children's Hospitals and worked out of the Illinois base. And I was blown away by the love and compassion and the work that they do with some of the top doctors in the world coming to work at Shriners Hospitals for children. There are different specialities that they work through. And there, again, is a resource a lot of people don't even know exist. And you have some of these devastating childhood issues that occur, from paralysis to birth defects. And I don't even know, is that the right word anymore? Is there a more politically correct term than birth defect?
I mean, That's about as good as I could think of.
Right. So I'm sorry if I've offended. If you know the proper term, just hit me up on the talk and text line. Let me know what that would be. Again, I'm not trying to be offensive in any way, shape, or form, but I'm always surprised that there are people out there don't realize that there are options like this for help. And Shriners Children's Hospital has been one of the best that I know. And the amount of children that I've met that have gone there, I've used to go to the hospital all the time to play games and hang out with the teens when I was younger, and would go to the hospital there for that. I've done fundraisers for children's hospitals and raised probably around $100,000 to $150,000 for donations to supply DVD players, VCRs at one point for the kids.
What's a VCR?
Yeah, it's back in the day, we had these things called video cassettes, Josh Wheeler. Mm. They would be delivered by a pterodactyl to your door. I wanted to do what we could to try to make it easily accessible for people at the hospitals and donating things that a lot of people didn't think of. But you can actually make donations through Shriners and help out a lot so that these doctors, nurses, medical staff, anesthesiologists, everybody can provide the best care for the children. And in most cases, unless things have dramatically changed, and I'm trying to glance through the information on their website here again, I believe that the Shriners Children's Hospitals, you can get compassionate, innovative care that will improve the quality of children and their families' lives. And I believe it's free. 1-800-237-5055 is the number. 1-800-237-5055. So if you have a child with special medical needs, reach out to Shriners. They are an excellent resource. They may not be able to help with the issue specifically you have, but they might know of another hospital or organization that can help you and help you for free or for a greatly reduced amount of money. Shriners Children's Hospitals are so important, and there are many of them based around the United States. And, it's always gratifying to me being in the public eye. I've been to conventions and specialty events where I've had people come up to me and they go, "Hey, I'm a follower of yours, Dave. I love the work you do, but I have to tell you my story. I was injured in a car accident when I was 15 years old, and I lost the use of my legs. I went to Shriners Children's Hospital. Your mom was my nurse. And she turned my life around with the great help from the doctors and nursing staff. Your mom was an advocate for me. She was amazing." And it's just so powerful to hear the work and how people love the employees and the volunteers and everybody that's involved at Shriners Children's Hospitals. So please educate yourselves about this. Did you even know that there were opportunities like this out there, Josh?
I've known of Shriners Children's Hospitals. I didn't know that something like this, as far as getting grants and stuff like this, like with our previous guest talked about through the United Health Group, but with being able to have grants for having children being taken care of, I didn't know that that was accessible. I'm also kind of not a fan of these of some places kind of keeping that under the sheets.
I don't think a lot of people
better promotion, I think, would be.
Yeah. Well, I advised. Think they do. You see ads for Shriners Children's Hospital. Aren't always tuned in to the advertisements. Correct. Or the PSAs that
they
are
they
aired.
Check out. Yeah.
And they forget, or they don't hear it when it's being shared. If you are living, I'm telling you, if you are living in the Twin Cities area, this number should be kept on hand, because whether you're a grandparent, a parent, an aunt or an uncle, a godparent, an adult responsible for a child, you should have their phone number and resource on speed dial so that, God forbid, you ever need it. Whatever injury, whatever challenge this child in your life may be dealing with, Shriners Children's Hospital is there to help, and you should be reaching out to them. And in a lot of cases, as I remember back in the day, they would not only help just the child, but they would supply places for the families to live while they were taking care of the children and doing that work. So it is imperative that we spread the word and let people know about it. You can request an appointment. You can refer a patient. You can log into the patient portal, get more information. But go check out the ShrinersChildrens.org. That's ShrinersChildrens.org is the website. You can give them a call, 1-800-237-5055. I try my best to be an advocate for programs like this so that people can find help. Because, man, there's nothing more heart-wrenching than something happening to your child and your first concern not for your child, but how are we going to afford this? And that, I'm not putting parents down that have been like that. I've been in that situation where I've thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How can I afford to fix? This is going to be brutal. And thankfully, there are organizations like this that can help out. So when you're feeling like you're in a bind and you don't know where to go, please do examine grants, medical grants, examine hospitals that help for specific things. You know, there are even some of the expensive medicines that we may need that you cannot afford to pay for, that sometimes contacting the manufacturer of the medication directly, they will work with you to get you that medicine free or at a much reduced rate. And a lot of people don't realize that either. They're ordering from Canada or Mexico to get these things in. And in a lot of cases, a lot of these medical companies do want to help. So you can reach out and get that information. So please educate yourself, enlighten yourself. Don't be intimidated by the fact or think there's no way you're going to be the one they select. These places and resources are out there. And like the United Healthcare Children's Foundation, we just talked to the president there. A lot of people don't even realize this. They only gave out 40 grants last year. They had so much more they could have done for so many more people, but those people didn't know about that opportunity.
Yeah.
So check that out for yourself. And again, thank you to Matt for coming on and talking to us. You could visit their website, uhccf.org, to apply for a grant, find out more information, even make donations if you'd like to do that to help other families in need. And you don't have to have United Healthcare in order to qualify for these grants. And when it's a grant, it's something you don't pay back. It's a gift to you to help out. $5,000 annually per child with a $10,000 lifetime maximum per child. That's money that may be the difference between saving your home and putting food on the table this year that you didn't have that access to. And also check out ShrinersChildrens.org. That's S-H-R-I-N-E-R-S. Children's.org. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. Shaletta has the day off. I'm filling in. I'm Dave Schrader. And taking over at 3 p.m., Matthew Collar of the Purple Insider is filling in for Steve Thompson. He'll take you all the way up to the 6 o'clock hour. That's a little bit later on today. Going to the talk and text line, I do want to take a look at a couple of these messages. Hey, thanks a lot, Dave, for an intriguing and interesting program today. I learned a lot listening to your interviewing, respectfully, and the guests. I hope CCO has you back again. Thank you, GB. I appreciate that. Here's a question. So if you have a young adult at home over 16 and a bad paying job because corporate America pays crap, can we still get help? I missed some of this interview. Well, with the UHCCF grant, they help children 16 years of age or younger at the time of application. So for United Healthcare Children's Foundation, you can get help 16 years and younger. For Shriners Children's Hospital and children's hospitals around the United States, I believe it's 18 and under in a lot of these cases. Please call around and look, because there are resources that can answer these questions and help you. And I understand having that boot against your neck financially and just feeling underwhelmed by the support we get in a lot of our own medical help and assistance programs out there. But there are programs that can help and have saved family millions of dollars out there.
And if you want to check back with that interview that we did with Matt or anybody, WCCRadio.com, Odyssey.com/WCCRadio, or the Odyssey app, you can listen back to the interview. Get all the information that you need for any of our interviews and segments we've done today. I'm slowly but surely posting them, but I'll have that one we did for United Healthcare here up shortly. So,
got to get back in time. You can time travel with WCCO and listen to all the great shows.
Yeah, rewind the feature. App. Download the app. You can rewind it and listen back.
How fancy. Dave, I've been listening to your show today. Oh, my goodness, you're a very good radio talk show host. Thanks, Mom. I do appreciate the time spent today listening to talk and provoking topic or thought provoking topics. Thank you, P.S. Dave. Thanks for speaking about Shriners Children's. They are in my trust, and my father-in-law served as a board member for many years. He would be so pleased by you speaking about Shriners today. Thank you. Thank you for having them in your trust, and thank you to your father for the work, because that is important, man. Getting out there, getting that information in the hands and in front of people, knowing that that's going on. Since we're talking about medical issues, Minnesota is considering a bill for insurance coverage for infertility treatment. Minnesota lawmakers are discussing a bill right now that'll actually make insurance companies cover infertility treatments. State Representative Jeff Brand highlights the unfairness of couples facing hefty bills or seeking external funding for infertility services. About 10% of women, or over 185,000 in Minnesota, experience infertility. The proposed Minnesota Building Families Act aims to mandate insurance coverage for medically necessary infertility treatments. Advocates like Barbara Colarua from Resolve emphasize that lack of coverage is the primary obstacle for many families, and the bill's authors claim that it would be able to ease financial strain without significantly affecting insurance premiums. Dr. Chandra Shenoy at Mayo Clinic stresses the daily impact of this issue, particularly on those without coverage. The bill could result in minimal increases in insurance costs, as seen in other states, where the rise has been less than 1%. Very small percentage. 2024, a single IVF cycle. How much do you think an IVF, in vitro, how do you say that? In utero,
Can never get it. Fertilization. It's like, $10,000.
An actual cycle now can cost between $15,000 to $30,000, posing a very significant financial barrier for many. The bill aims to provide relief and make family building treatments more accessible for Minnesotans. Or you could just meet me out and about somewhere and come up and ask for my healing touch. I have 11 children.
Yeah.
I have 11 children, eight of which I created. And it's funny because I've got some friends that have had fertility issues. And my buddy's like, man, we cannot get pregnant. Can we get a little help here? And I'm like, what are you asking exactly? He's like, no, man, just touch her on the stomach or something, whatever juju you got. I go, you know, that's not how babies are made. I'm starting to understand your infertility issues.
Give them your water.
Yeah. If you think.
I tell people all the time.
Drinking out of my coffee cup.
I see people that are constantly expecting. It's like, all right, can I have some of that water, please, while you have a second?
Although I will say I've got a pretty good record. I had a couple of friends that were dealing with it. I said, fine. And I put my hand on their tummy and hand on the lower back. And I kind of did a gentle rub. And I'm like, all right, babies. It's time to come on out. And two of my friends ended up pregnant within 45 days. Another friend of mine came to see me at an event I was at the Palmer House Hotel.
Yes.
And she was – I could tell she was distraught about something. And we went aside and I said, what's going on? And she said, Dave, I'm really struggling with infertility issues. And she goes, and we've tried everything. And we can't keep going back to that $15,000 to $20,000.
Yep.
And I said, can I do a little prayer for you? And she's like, sure. And I put my hand on her tummy. And I did a prayer and I said, Lord, we just need a little help here. Let's expand this world by another soul and see what happens. She is now the proud mother of twins.
There you go.
Yeah. So
there you go.
And I don't charge anything. It's just a hug and a prayer.
Charging.
No, no. Insurance premiums are brutal.
I'm a big fan of, like, I think this whole insurance debacle is a long time coming.
Yes.
It's as someone who has definitely struggled in the last 5-ish years with my wife and I having kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we've kind of been waiting on and are very curious about as far as insurance and kind of what are the pros and cons to it. Because, yeah, on the surface and a headline, it sounds great, but there's got to be something to it where it's like you only qualify for it if you blank.
See, I think a lot of people have that fear and the intimidation factor of I'm not going to qualify, I don't want to waste my time, or I don't want to be embarrassed asking for the – because it's tough. It's tough to reach out for a handout. And but you know what? These programs exist for that. And it's not a handout. It's a hand up, like our previous guest said.
Yeah.
And the one thing we have to be aware of is the fact that these programs exist for these. You don't have to be somebody who fleeces the system. But by reaching out and asking for the help – financially or for the food or for clothing, whatever you need in that moment. That does not define who you are. You know, stumbling is natural. So just because you've had a moment where you're feeling weak or vulnerable doesn't mean that that's who you are. Getting the help makes you stronger because you realize that you need that opportunity. And don't be intimidated by the factors that go into applying for these things, because it could be the difference between poverty and success.
Yeah, it's it could be a scary, yeah, but like you were saying, it could be a scary thing for people to ask that question, because I think it's more so fear of rejection. I don't think it's necessarily like they know something's wrong with that, mm-hmm. with the insurance, whatever. I think they're more so just worried about the outcome and not necessarily what's already being presented to them on the surface level. But yeah, this is I'm kind of curious to see. So I guess.
And by the way, it is in vitro fertilization. That's what it is. My wife had to step in and answer the question for me.
Yeah, that's a very tough to spit out word.
Yeah.
So it is possibly going to pass, or what is, I guess, the status of it, as people say?
It's before them right now. They're looking at this bill. So I think that their goal is to make this thing easier and make it available. So you've got a link to the story as well. So make sure if you guys are working on that.
Yep.
Yeah, I just came back from Cozumel,
mm-hmm.
and we went on a little jaunt. So we went over to one of the Mayan ruins that mm-hmm. were there, and it turns out that the one that we were at was for the goddess of fertility. So I like stayed 100 yards away from my wife, because we don't need number 12.
Yeah,
and she was all bummed out. She goes, you wouldn't even go anywhere near me near the fertility hut in the Mayan ruins. I'm like, I didn't even want to be in the same county as a fertility hut.
Correct.
Let's take our final break here. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to the Shaletta Show. I'm Dave Schrader. The Minnesota Department of Revenue will resend one-time rebates to 128,000 Minnesotans who haven't cashed their checks so far, the department's commissioner said on Thursday. Who got rebate checks that didn't cash them? It's kind of hanging on the fridge. How do you get a rebate check? What did I do? What did I miss out on? It can't be that I make too much money. I'm in radio.
And all right.
I'm one step above. Would you like to supersize that? I don't even have a crackly microphone to give you the full effect. Paul Marquardt, the revenue chief, said that those remaining checks represent about 6% of all the 2.1 million that were sent to Minnesota taxpayers, whether by mail or direct deposit. Well, if it was by direct deposit, then it's already in your account.
I mean, this pales in comparison, though, to a Florida person not claiming a $36 million Mega Millions ticket that was sold.
I can't blame them. Who wants to put themselves into that tax bracket?
I would.
I just think I'd be like, no, thanks.
I would travel to the Mayan ruins and go to the Temple of Fertility or whatever you went
to. The Temple of Fertility.
Yeah.
Do I need to rub your tummy before I leave?
No.
Come here, buddy.
No.
Come on.
No.
I am the fertility man. You don't want to. I can help with this.
I'd rather be rubbed by the fertility woman.
You don't know that to be true. I'm very gentle. I have soft hands. I work in radio. There's no blemishes on these hands, son.
My hands are calloused from all these faders and stuff that I use on.
Yeah, that's what they're calloused from.
Yes.
Sure. I was a teenager once, too.
Okay.
The checks were $260 per taxpayer, and there was additional money available for up to three dependents if families made less than $150, married, or $75 as a single filer. A family of five who met these requirements saw a $1,300 check.
Yep.
Man, I should really think about doing taxes once in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, does the government still frown on you not paying taxes?
I don't know. Maybe I should give it a try this year.
No, don't do it. I'm just kidding. Obviously, you have to pay your taxes.
You don't have to.
You should, because it's against the law if you don't, Josh Wheeler. And you don't want to father children that you won't be there for because you're in pokey. You're in stir because you refuse to pay your taxes. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you'll enjoy prison.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's try it out.
Woodbury Fire Department, lithium-ion batteries to blame for five house fires in the last 4 months. What are you doing? Are you throwing them in the microwave? I don't understand how this works. Yeah. At least five Woodbury houses have caught on fire because of a now common item, according to investigators. Those fires were all sparked by lithium-ion batteries. Some of the fires led to widespread damage, including one home that was a complete and utter loss. Lithium-ion batteries are what's in your laptop, your headphones, and most of the devices that need to be recharged. They have special cords for the wall and your device. If you use the wrong cords, that's a problem that can have devastating consequences. I go into my daughter's room. There is this octopus of charger cords sticking out of her wall socket that is directly next to her bed and her bedding. And then every cable, she falls asleep with her iPad plugged in, her phone plugged in, whatever other little trinket she has there plugged in. I'm like, this is a fire hazard. And then, oh my God, Josh, the one day I walk in there, all of her stuff is sitting on her electric blanket. And the electric blanket's on.
And she's asleep?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, I've
I don't know what to do.
I can't say I've been there. My wife loves her electric blankets and heated blankets and all that stuff, but we're very conscientious of turning that stuff. And
my kids are very conscientious of doing everything wrong.
If we go out of town for a day or even like go out of town for a weekend, like on a trip, we unplug just about everything you could think of.
Gonna have to. I guess that's my main thing. I don't know. But lithium ion batteries. So again, if you're not using the proper cord, those cheap cords you can buy at the gas stations and at Walgreens up by the register, the impulse buys.
Yeah.
Not made for the product that you've got. Might cost a little bit more to get the actual cords you need.
Yeah.
But the result is maybe not devastating fire to your entire house.
I'm also not a big fan of the ones you get at a gas station because I know, just because I'm a techie guy, that I'd rather go to Best Buy or Target or Amazon and buy it than, because you'll get probably 1% of a charge rate for like a phone that you, for a charger cord that you get at a gas station. You'll get, I could probably charge my phone from 1% to 10%. It'll take 30 minutes where I can almost charge it to 50 on my regular phone charger made for my phone.
Nerd.
I can't stand gas station, those garbage gas station chargers, because they help you if you're in dire need of a charge, but you're going to have to wait about 5 hours for it to be 100%.
It is a relatively well-known fact that the cheap cords will not work properly.
Correct. Yes.
Giggity go.
Yeah. I a little mixture of Quagmire and the professor.
Yeah.
Right there. Who doesn't have these lithium ion batteries in their house? You got to be really aware of that. You know, you forget the simple things.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't even think about that. Unplugging a lot of things when I'm not home is probably a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might need to look into that.
It's not, you have to be, as someone on the text line pointed out, like you have to be very conscious about, especially if you fall asleep with it on, not good. Because that's not what they're necessary. They're not meant for you to fall asleep with them on. Like, you know, spending 8 hours with one on is not what they are built for. They're built to warm you up, and you know, eventually you unplug them.
Yeah.
Especially on, like, don't lay on your carpet. I know some people's floors, especially mine, very comfy, and I do not mind sleeping on the carpet because of how comfy it is. But do not do it.
Why?
Because carpet mixed with that is just, you're asking for it.
You're kind of begging for it? I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that. Oh, there's some nice comments on here. Loving the show today. Listening from Canada. Our neighbors to the north.
Never been.
No, beautiful place. You should try it out. After running a Norton scan, it said there are 8,980 performance issues, 242 corrupted registries, 6 GB system junk, 12 apps that are slowing down my computer, 78 broken shortcuts. I ran Prinzer before the Norton scan.
That text is what we call a tech talk text.
Wow.
Because they think that we have tech talk today, which we do not. Not through callers coming up here in just a few minutes.
We just did tech talk with you explaining the cords.
That was the extent of today's science lesson.
Yeah.
Get rid of the electric blankets now. I spent 3 weeks in the burn unit with a woman who is the victim of a faulty electric blanket. Wires bend and break. Ooh, good God. Burns from my wife sleeps on a heating pad because her back and lower back hurt all the time.
Yeah, same.
So she's constantly sleeping on a heating. I don't realize I'm living in nothing but a house of kindling. And I told you what my house is, just a money pit.
Yeah.
I guess I don't need everybody's help to try to burn it down, though. I'm old-fashioned that way. I didn't realize there were so many burn hazards within my home. Good God. I don't even know that I want to go. I'm just going to go stay at your house. Josh, do you have room on the floor?
I don't
have an electric blanket. I can't sleep on your floor? Here, I thought we were bonding. I thought we were getting closer. No, apparently not.
We couldn't be further away.
Yeah. Wow.
Except for age. I'm about the same age as you.
Matthew Collar of Purple Insider is filling in for Steve Thompson. He'll take you up to the 6 p.m. hour. Shaletta, thank you so much for allowing me to sit in today. Josh, always a pleasure working with you, my friend.
Yeah,
thank you for being here. That's it for me. I'm out. This is Dave Schrader. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. In for Shaletta, I'm Dave Schrader. Thank you very much for tuning in and being a part of the show with us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Are you a parent, grandparent, aunt, or uncle? Maybe you've got a family member that's in a bit of crisis situation. They've got bills mounting, children that are sick, dealing with things that were unforeseen, and putting them in a situation that could be potentially crippling to a lot of families. There's so much out there and so many resources that go untapped and unacknowledged, unnoticed, and I wanted to make that stop. Try to make more people aware of the things that are taking place in and around our communities and around the United States, because I know firsthand, having a mom that worked for Shriners Children's Hospital for 30 years of her life and watching the children that were brought into places like that getting aid and help that would have crippled most families, and then knowing families that knew nothing about it, that had put themselves in real crisis and in situations where they were unable to dig themselves out and lost everything. Well, my son and daughter-in-law have found a great program that they've been able to work with on a few different occasions with some of the special needs that my grandchildren have needed. And my daughter-in-law said, Dad, is there any way you can help get the word out about this? Is there any way you can bring this to the community and let them know? Because we're trying to spread the word of the good work that's being done through the United Healthcare Children's Foundation. And I said, next time I'm on WCCO, let's make this happen. And Matt Peterson is joining us now from United Healthcare Children's Foundation to talk about child medical grants that are available. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Matt.
Thank you for having me, Dave. Happy to be here.
Let's start off with, do you have to be part of United Healthcare in order to even qualify for these kind of grants?
The answer is certainly not. I mean, 77% of the families that apply for these grants and are not covered by United Healthcare insurance. So a vast majority of those grants are given to kids that do not have United Healthcare as an insurance provider.
And the United Healthcare Children's Foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization. You guys are providing medical grants to help children gain access to health-related services that aren't covered or maybe not fully covered by their family's commercial health insurance plans. And you're able to help out to the tune of upwards of $5,000 annually per child and $10,000 per lifetime for the maximum for a child. That's pretty substantial help, especially in a moment of crisis.
You know, we're interested in helping families focus on what's most important, enhancing the quality of life of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just pleased to announce that we are really open for business for child medical grants here in the state of Minnesota. It's the headquarters of United Health Group and United Healthcare. And we're really interested in getting the word out. So we're really grateful for your stepping up, Dave.
My pleasure. I am so happy to help when I know that there are people out there that feel like they've exhausted their opportunities or don't even realize that there are opportunities out there like this. So is there certain economic features that keep people from being able to get these grants, or is this pretty open for families in need that just need that extra assistance?
So here's how it works. It's this is really targeted at helping people who have a gap in their commercial medical insurance. So the grant criteria is, as you mentioned before, you do not have to have insurance through UnitedHealthcare to be eligible, but you do are required to have a commercial health insurance policy. And we know that over 155 million Americans fall into that category. It's the biggest category of people with coverage. You must be 16 years of age or younger, and the family criteria is very broad, meaning a family must not exceed maximum eligible income on their tax form. So, for example, if you're a family of four, that income is $135,000 or less. A family of five, $170,000 or less. And if you go to the website at uhccf.org, it'll take you through that process so that you can find out if you do qualify, so that we don't waste your time and you can understand exactly how this works. But we want to make it as seamless as possible. But also, these people are middle-income Americans. They are just like all of our neighbors, and they have a need, and you've experienced that very recently as well.
Well, since 2005, the UHCCF has awarded, if I understand this, more than 35,000 grants valued at over $70 million to children and families across the United States. Although you want to make sure that people here in our great state of Minnesota know about this, we have listeners to WCCO from around the United States. This project is available all over, correct?
All 50 states. And we do fulfill grants in every state in America. We did 40 grants in Minnesota in 2023, and out of those 3,500 grants total, we think that we can do more in Minnesota, and it's just a good opportunity for people to come and apply, and we'd love to help.
I'm sorry, tell me, you only had 40 people that you were able to help in 2023?
In 2023, in the state of Minnesota, there were 40 families in Minnesota that received grants. So we think that number needs to go up, and that's
right.
Why we're here today.
That's fantastic. And just to let people know, it's not because of the stringent policies. It's because people just don't even know about this program and that it's out there and available for everybody.
I think that's exactly right. Awareness is everything. And if you get through the criteria, which we've talked a little bit about, your chances of getting a grant are very high. And when I say very high, I mean over 90%.
UHCCF.org. You can apply for a grant and attend an event or donate there as well if you want to help people and make a difference in this field. What in this case, is it simply for medical treatments, for medical issues? Does it work for therapy cases if people mm-hmm. have trouble in that? What all is covered by this?
It's a great question. So qualifying families can receive up to $5,000 annually per child or $10,000 for a lifetime max to help pay for medical services or equipment such as physical, occupational, or speech therapy, counseling, surgeries, prescriptions, wheelchairs, orthotics, even eyeglasses and hearing aids. So as an example, 28% of our grants last year were given for speech therapy. 5% of grants were given for doctor visits, 5% for hearing aids, 4% for prescriptions. So it's very broad. It covers almost any clinical condition that you can imagine. It's not just cancer. It's not just cystic fibrosis. It's not just bloodborne diseases. It covers a very, very broad swath, and that's why we think it's a good opportunity for people to learn more about it.
Yeah, my son my youngest son has some special needs, and especially where it comes to hearing, he was premature by nearly 3 months and has had some medical issues throughout his life. Thankfully, we were in a position that we could financially take care of these issues between what the insurance covered and did not. But, you know, knowing that he needed to get a special hearing aid and glasses, there are a lot of families out there that are dealing with similar situations that were not as lucky, that didn't have the opportunity and are still out there struggling without any concept of programs like this that exist. With something this big and this opportunity, how is it that more people are not familiar with this, Matt?
You know, I think that people are busy. The society is moving at a high rate of speed, and sometimes you don't pay attention to something until it's really in front of you and you need it. So one of the things that we like to do is get out to doctors' offices, nursing stations, hospitals and clinics, and get referrals. And in this case, we had a
a fat tire ride several weekends ago, raising money for kids out in the mud. It wasn't in the snow. And, you know, we had over 50 riders come. We do those things to engage not only our employees of United Health Group, but also the community in which we serve. And we love to bring families forward and share their stories, what it's like, what that experience is. And through word of mouth, this gets around. And that's the most important part, is that people spread the word.
What can people do if they would like to help spread the word but have more of a working knowledge and understanding of what's going on, so that they can be an advocate for your organization and for the people out there that might need it?
I think I would just recommend, if people are, if they take anything away, they can either Google child medical grants, or they can remember UHCCF.org, which is United Healthcare Children's Foundation.org, and let people know that it's out there, and that we are proposing medical grants for kids of all different types, and spread the word. And it's, again, it's targeted at middle income Americans. We know that a gap in commercial health insurance can be devastating from a financial strain perspective on a family, and that these grants are designed to be big enough, but not so big that we can do a lot of them, but also get these families through just a moment in time where they might really need a little bit of help quickly. I think of it as a hand up, not a hand out. And we just encourage people to get out to the site and learn a little bit more.
I know a lot of people get intimidated filling out these, thinking, I'm never going to qualify for this. There's probably only 40 that exist. They only gave 40 away in Minnesota last year. It's, again, not because it was limited to 40. You'd like to give away many more grants to help out families in need. I just want to clarify that so that people listening know that and understand it. I mean, is there a limit to how many you can help in a year?
Here's how it works, is that a grant is made every year. We have boards that meet and make child grants across not only the region and the Midwest, but nationally. And those are done on a first-come, first-served basis. And we have been able to fulfill the grants that are put in front of us. So we have capacity. And I would encourage people that we can do many more than 40, you know, 2, 3, 4 times if they would take an interest. So don't be shy. The website is not designed to exclude. It's designed to include. And there's a number where you can call for help if you have any questions. I'm very interested in making sure that we do more all across the great state of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, wherever your listeners are. We're happy to help.
Fantastic. Again, visit UHCCF.org, apply for a grant, attend an event, or donate on the website. You can get educated and find out more about that information there. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing and making sure that people do have resources, that they do have a way to reach out and get that helping hand when it's so important and could be the make or break for a lot of families.
Thank you, Dave. You're the best. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Matt Peterson, again, United Healthcare Children's Foundation. Child medical grants are available. Please go check it out, UHCCF.org. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Filling in for Shaletta, I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to the program. I'm Dave Schrader, filling in for Shaletta. We just had an opportunity to talk about an amazing grant that is out there and available to people around the United States from United Healthcare Children's Foundation, UHCCF.org. My mom, as I mentioned at the beginning of that, worked 4 years for the Shriners Children's Hospitals and worked out of the Illinois base. And I was blown away by the love and compassion and the work that they do with some of the top doctors in the world coming to work at Shriners Hospitals for children. There are different specialities that they work through. And there, again, is a resource a lot of people don't even know exist. And you have some of these devastating childhood issues that occur, from paralysis to birth defects. And I'm probably, I don't even know, is that the right word anymore? Is there a more politically correct term than birth defect?
I mean, that's about as good as I could think of.
Right. So I'm sorry if I've offended. If you know the proper term, just hit me up on the talk and text line. Let me know what that would be. Again, I'm not trying to be offensive in any way, shape, or form. But I'm always surprised that there are people out there who don't realize that there are options like this for help. And Shriners Children's Hospital has been one of the best that I know and the amount of children that I've met that have gone there. I've used to go to the hospital all the time to play games and hang out with the teens when I was younger and would go to the hospital there for that. I've done fundraisers for children's hospitals and raised probably around $100,000 to $150,000 for donations to supply DVD players, VCRs at one point for the kids.
What's a VCR?
Yeah, it's back in the day, we had these things called video cassettes, Josh Wheeler. And they would be delivered by a pterodactyl to your door. I wanted to do what we could to try to make it easily accessible for people at the hospitals and donating things that a lot of people didn't think of. But you can actually make donations through Shriners and help out a lot so that these doctors, nurses, medical staff, anesthesiologists, everybody can provide the best care for the children. And in most cases, unless things have dramatically changed, and I'm trying to glance through the information on their website here again, I believe that the Shriners Children's Hospitals, you can get compassionate, innovative care that will improve the quality of children and their families' lives. And I believe it's free. 1-800-237-5055 is the number. 1-800-237-5055. So if you have a child with special medical needs, reach out to Shriners. They are an excellent resource. They may not be able to help with the issue specifically you have, but they might know of another hospital or organization that can help you and help you for free or for a greatly reduced amount of money. Shriners Children's Hospitals are so important, and there are many of them based around the United States. And, it's always gratifying to me being in the public eye. I've been to conventions and specialty events where I've had people come up to me and they go, hey, I'm a follower of yours, Dave. I love the work you do, but I have to tell you my story. I was injured in a car accident when I was 15 years old and I lost the use of my legs. I went to Shriners Children's Hospital. Your mom was my nurse. And she turned my life around with the great help from the doctors and nursing staff. Your mom was an advocate for me. She was amazing. And it's just so powerful to hear the work and how people love the employees and the volunteers and everybody that's involved at Shriners Children's Hospitals. So please educate yourselves about this. Did you even know that there were opportunities like this out there, Josh?
I've known of Shriners Children's Hospitals. I didn't know that something like this, as far as getting grants and stuff like this, like with our previous guest talked about through the United Health Group, but with being able to have grants for having children being taken care of, I didn't know that that was accessible. I'm also kind of not a fan of these of some places kind of keeping that under the sheets.
I don't think a lot of people better
promotion, I think, would be.
Yeah. Well, I think advised. They do. They're, you see ads for Shriners Children's Hospital.
People
aren't always tuned in to the advertisements or the PSAs that
they
aired.
Yeah.
And they forget, or they don't hear it when it's being shared. If you are living, I'm telling you, if you are living in the Twin Cities area, this number should be kept on hand, because whether you're a grandparent, a parent, an aunt or an uncle, a godparent, an adult responsible for a child, you should have their phone number and resource on speed dial so that, God forbid, you ever need it. Whatever injury, whatever challenge this child in your life may be dealing with, Shriners Children's Hospital is there to help, and you should be reaching out to them. And in a lot of cases, as I remember back in the day, they would not only help just the child, but they would supply places for the families to live while they were taking care of the children and doing that work. So it is imperative that we spread the word and let people know about it. You can request an appointment. You can refer a patient. You can log into the patient portal, get more information. But go check out the ShrinersChildrens.org. That's ShrinersChildrens.org is the website. You can give them a call, 1-800-237-5055. I try my best to be an advocate for programs like this so that people can find help, because, man, there's nothing more heart-wrenching than something happening to your child and your first concern not for your child, but how are we going to afford this? And that, I'm not putting parents down that have been like that. I've been in that situation where I've thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How can I afford to fix? This is going to be brutal. And thankfully, there are organizations like this that can help out. So when you're feeling like you're in a bind and you don't know where to go, please do examine grants, medical grants, examine hospitals that help for specific things. You know, there are even some of the expensive medicines that we may need that you cannot afford to pay for, that sometimes contacting the manufacturer of the medication directly, they will work with you to get you that medicine free or at a much reduced rate. And a lot of people don't realize that either. They're ordering from Canada or Mexico to get these things in. And in a lot of cases, a lot of these medical companies do want to help. So you can reach out and get that information. So please educate yourself, enlighten yourself. Don't be intimidated by the fact or think there's no way you're going to be the one they select. These places and resources are out there. And like the United Healthcare Children's Foundation, we just talked to the president there. A lot of people don't even realize this. They only gave out 40 grants last year. They had so much more they could have done for so many more people, but those people didn't know about that opportunity.
Yeah.
So check that out for yourself. And again, thank you to Matt for coming on and talking to us. You could visit their website, uhccf.org, to apply for a grant, find out more information, even make donations if you'd like to do that to help other families in need. And you don't have to have United Healthcare in order to qualify for these grants. And when it's a grant, it's something you don't pay back. It's a gift to you to help out. $5,000 annually per child with a $10,000 lifetime maximum per child. That's money that may be the difference between saving your home and putting food on the table this year that you didn't have that access to. And also check out ShrinersChildrens.org. That's S-H-R-I-N-E-R-S. Children's.org. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. Shaletta has the day off. I'm filling in. I'm Dave Schrader. And taking over at 3 p.m., Matthew Collar of the Purple Insider is filling in for Steve Thompson. He'll take you all the way up to the 6 o'clock hour. That's a little bit later on today. Going to the talk and text line, I do want to take a look at a couple of these messages. Hey, thanks a lot, Dave, for an intriguing and interesting program today. I learned a lot listening to your interviewing, respectfully, and the guests. I hope CCO has you back again. Thank you, GB. I appreciate that. Here's a question. So if you have a young adult at home over 16 and a bad paying job because corporate America pays crap, can we still get help? I missed some of this interview. Well, with the UHCCF grant, they help children 16 years of age or younger at the time of application. So for United Healthcare Children's Foundation, you can get help 16 years and younger. For Shriners Children's Hospital and children's hospitals around the United States, I believe it's 18 and under in a lot of these cases. Please call around and look, because there are resources that can answer these questions and help you. And I understand having that boot against your neck financially and just feeling underwhelmed by the support we get in a lot of our own medical help and assistance programs out there. But there are programs that can help and have saved family millions of dollars out there.
And if you want to check back with that interview that we did with Matt or anybody, WCCRadio.com, Odyssey.com/WCCRadio, or the Odyssey app, you can listen back to the interview. Get all the information that you need for any of our interviews and segments we've done today. I'm slowly but surely posting them, but I'll have that one we did for United Healthcare here up shortly. So
got to get back in time. You can time travel with WCCO and listen to all the great shows.
Yeah, rewind the feature. App. Download the app. You can rewind it and listen back.
How fancy. Dave, I've been listening to your show today. Oh, my goodness. You're a very good radio talk show host. Thanks, Mom. I do appreciate the time spent today listening to talk and provoking topic or thought-provoking topics. Thank you, P.S. Dave. Thanks for speaking about Shriners Children's. They are in my trust, and my father-in-law served as a board member for many years. He would be so pleased by you speaking about Shriners today. Thank you. Thank you for having them in your trust, and thank you to your father for the work, because that is important, man, getting out there, getting that information in the hands and in front of people, knowing that that's going on. Since we're talking about medical issues, Minnesota is considering a bill for insurance coverage for infertility treatment. Minnesota lawmakers are discussing a bill right now that'll actually make insurance companies cover infertility treatments. State Representative Jeff Brand highlights the unfairness of couples facing hefty bills or seeking external funding for infertility services. About 10% of women, or over 185,000 in Minnesota, experience infertility. The proposed Minnesota Building Families Act aims to mandate insurance coverage for medically necessary infertility treatments. Advocates like Barbara Kolarua from Resolve emphasize that lack of coverage is the primary obstacle for many families, and the bill's authors claim that it would be able to ease financial strain without significantly affecting insurance premiums. Dr. Chandra Shenoy at Mayo Clinic stresses the daily impact of this issue, particularly on those without coverage. The bill could result in minimal increases in insurance costs, as seen in other states, where the rise has been less than 1%. Very small percentage. 2024, a single IVF cycle. How much do you think an IVF, in vitro, how do you say that? In utero, I can't.
Can never get it. I believe fertilization. It's like, I believe it's like 10K.
Yeah, an actual cycle now can cost between $15,000 to $30,000, posing a very significant financial barrier for many. The bill aims to provide relief and make family building treatments more accessible for Minnesotans. Or you could just meet me out and about somewhere and come up and ask for my healing touch. I have 11 children.
Yeah.
I have 11 children, eight of which I created. And it's funny because I've got some friends that have had fertility issues, and my buddy's like, man, we cannot get pregnant. Can we get a little help here? And I'm like, what are you asking exactly? He's like, no, man, just touch her on the stomach or something, whatever juju you got. I go, you know, that's not how babies are made. I'm starting to understand your infertility issues.
Give them your water.
Yeah, if you think.
I tell people all the time.
Drinking out of my coffee cup.
I see people that are constantly expecting. It's like, all right, can I have some of that water, please, while you have a second?
Although I will say I've got a pretty good record. I had a couple of friends that were dealing with it. I said, fine, and I put my hand on their tummy and hand on the lower back, and I kind of did a gentle rub, and I'm like, all right, babies. It's time to come on out. And two of my friends ended up pregnant within 45 days. Another friend of mine came to see me at an event I was at the Palmer House Hotel.
Yes.
And she was – I could tell she was distraught about something. And we went aside and I said, what's going on? And she said, Dave, I'm really struggling with infertility issues. And she goes, and we've tried everything. And we can't keep going back to that $15,000 to $20,000.
Yep.
And I said, can I do a little prayer for you? And she's like, sure. And I put my hand on her tummy. And I did a prayer, and I said, Lord, we just need a little help here. Let's expand this world by another soul and see what happens. She is now the proud mother of twins.
There you go.
Yeah. So
there you go.
And I don't charge anything. It's just a hug and a prayer.
Charging.
No, no. Insurance premiums are brutal.
I'm a big fan of, like, I think this whole insurance debacle is a long time coming.
Yes.
It's as someone who has definitely struggled in the last 5-ish years with my wife and I having kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we've kind of been waiting on and are very curious about as far as insurance and kind of what are the pros and cons to it. Because, yeah, on the surface and a headline, it sounds great, but there's got to be something to it where it's like you only qualify for it if you blank.
See, I think a lot of people have that fear and the intimidation factor of I'm not going to qualify, I don't want to waste my time, or I don't want to be embarrassed asking for that. Because it's tough. It's tough to reach out for a handout. And but you know what? These programs exist for that. And it's not a handout. It's a hand up, like our previous guest said.
Yeah.
And the one thing we have to be aware of is the fact that these programs exist for these. You don't have to be somebody who fleeces the system. But by reaching out and asking for the help – financially or for the food or for clothing, whatever you need in that moment. That does not define who you are. You know, stumbling is natural. So just because you've had a moment where you're feeling weak or vulnerable doesn't mean that that's who you are. Getting the help makes you stronger because you realize that you need that opportunity. And don't be intimidated by the factors that go into applying for these things, because it could be the difference between poverty and success.
Yeah, it's it can be a scary. Yeah. But like you were saying, it can be a scary thing for people to ask that question, because I think it's more so fear of rejection. I don't think it's necessarily like they know something's wrong with that, mm-hmm. with the insurance, whatever. I think they're more so just worried about the outcome and not necessarily what's already being presented to them on the surface level. But yeah, this is I'm kind of curious to see. So I guess.
And by the way, it is in vitro fertilization. That's what it is. My wife had to step in and
there
answer the
go.
Question for me.
Yeah, that's a very tough to spit out word.
Yeah.
So it is possibly going to pass, or what is, I guess, the status of it, as people say?
It's before them right now. They're okay. looking at this bill. So I think that their goal is to make this thing easier and make it available. So
got it.
You've got a link to the story as well. So make sure if you guys are working on that.
Yep.
Yeah, I just came back from Cozumel,
mm-hmm.
and we went on a little jaunt. So we went over to one of the Mayan ruins that mm-hmm. were there, and it turns out that the one that we were at was for the goddess of fertility. So I stayed 100 yards away from my wife, because we don't need number 12.
Yeah,
and she was all bummed out. She goes, you wouldn't even go anywhere near me near the fertility hut in the Mayan ruins. I'm like, I didn't even want to be in the same county as a fertility hut.
Correct.
Let's take our final break here. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to the Shaletta Show. I'm Dave Schrader. The Minnesota Department of Revenue will resend one-time rebates to 128,000 Minnesotans who haven't cashed their checks so far, the department's commissioner said on Thursday. Who got rebate checks that didn't cash them? It's kind of hanging on the fridge. How do you get a rebate check? What did I do? What did I miss out on? It can't be that I make too much money. I'm in radio.
And all right.
I'm one step above. Would you like to supersize that? I don't even have a crackly microphone to give you the full effect. Paul Marquardt, the revenue chief, said that those remaining checks represent about 6% of all the 2.1 million that were sent to Minnesota taxpayers, whether by mail or direct deposit. Well, if it was by direct deposit, then it's already in your account.
I mean, this pales in comparison, though, to a Florida person not claiming a $36 million Mega Millions ticket that was sold.
I can't blame them. Who wants to put themselves into that tax bracket?
I would.
I just think I'd be like, no, thanks.
I would travel to the Mayan ruins and go to the Temple of Fertility or whatever you went to.
The Temple of Fertility.
Yeah.
Do I need to rub your tummy before I leave?
No.
Come here, buddy.
No.
Come on.
No.
I am the fertility man. You don't want to. I can help with this.
I'd rather be rubbed by the fertility woman.
You don't know that to be true. I'm very gentle. I have soft hands. I work in radio. There's no blemishes on these hands, son.
My hands are calloused from all these faders and stuff that I use on.
Yeah, that's what they're calloused from.
Yes.
Sure. I was a teenager once, too. The checks were $260 per taxpayer, and there was additional money available for up to three dependents if families made less than $150, married, or $75 as a single filer. A family of five who met these requirements saw a $1,300 check.
Yep.
Man, I should really think about doing taxes once in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, does the government still frown on you not paying taxes?
I don't know. Maybe I should give it a try this year.
No, don't do it. I'm just kidding. Obviously, you have to pay your taxes.
You don't have to.
You should, because it's against the law if you don't, Josh Wheeler. And you don't want to father children that you won't be there for, because you're in pokey. You're in stir because you refuse to pay your taxes. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you'll enjoy prison.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's try it out.
Woodbury Fire Department, lithium-ion batteries to blame for five house fires in the last 4 months. What are you doing? Are you throwing them in the microwave? I don't understand how this works. Yeah. At least five Woodbury houses have caught on fire because of a now common item, according to investigators. Those fires were all sparked by lithium-ion batteries. Some of the fires led to widespread damage, including one home that was a complete and utter loss. Lithium-ion batteries are what's in your laptop, your headphones, and most of the devices that need to be recharged. They have special cords for the wall and your device. If you use the wrong cords, that's a problem that can have devastating consequences. I go into my daughter's room. There is this octopus of charger cords sticking out of her wall socket that is directly next to her bed and her bedding. And then every cable, she falls asleep with her iPad plugged in, her phone plugged in, whatever other little trinket she has there plugged in. I'm like, this is a fire hazard. And then, oh my God, Josh, the one day I walk in there, all of her stuff is sitting on her electric blanket. And the electric blanket's on.
And she's asleep?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, I've
I don't know what to do.
I can't say I've been there. My wife loves her electric blankets and heated blankets and all that stuff, but we're very conscientious of turning that stuff. And
My kids are very conscientious of doing everything wrong.
If we go out of town for a day or even like go out of town for a weekend, like on a trip, we unplug just about everything you could think of.
Gonna have to. I guess that's my main thing. I don't know. But lithium ion batteries. So again, if you're not using the proper cord, those cheap cords you can buy at the gas stations and at Walgreens up by the register, the impulse buys.
Yeah.
Not made for the product that you've got. Might cost a little bit more to get the actual cords you need.
Yeah.
But the result is maybe not devastating fire to your entire house.
I'm also not a big fan of the ones you get at a gas station because I know just because I'm a techie guy that I'd rather go to Best Buy or Target or Amazon and buy it than because you'll get probably 1% of a charge rate for like a phone that you, for a charger cord that you get at a gas station. You'll get I could probably charge my phone from 1% to 10% and it'll take 30 minutes where I can almost charge it to 50 on my regular phone charger made for my phone.
Nerd.
I can't stand gas station, those garbage gas station chargers because, yeah, they help you if you're in dire need of a charge, but you're going to have to wait about 5 hours for it to be 100%.
It is a relatively well-known fact that the cheap cords will not work properly.
Correct. Yes.
Giggity go.
Yeah. I a little mixture of Quagmire and the professor.
Yeah.
Right there. Who doesn't have these lithium ion batteries in their house? You got to be really aware of that. You know, you forget the simple things.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't even think about that. Unplugging a lot of things when I'm not home is probably a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might need to look into that.
It's not, you have to be, as someone on the text line pointed out, like you have to be very conscious about, especially if you fall asleep with it on, not good. Because that's not what they're necessary. They're not meant for you to fall asleep with them on. Like, you know, spending 8 hours with one on is not what they are built for. They're built to warm you up and, you know, eventually you unplug them.
Yeah.
Especially on, like, don't lay on your carpet. I know some people's floors, especially mine, very comfy. And I do not mind sleeping on the carpet because of how comfy it is. But do not do it.
Why?
Because carpet mixed with that is just, you're asking for it.
You're kind of begging for it? I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that. Oh, there's some nice comments on here. Loving the show today. Listening from Canada. Our neighbors to the north.
Never been.
No, beautiful place. You should try it out. After running a Norton scan, it said there are 8,980 performance issues, 242 corrupted registries, 6 GB system junk, 12 apps that are slowing down my computer, 78 broken shortcuts. I ran Prinzer before the Norton scan.
That text is what we call a Tech Talk text.
Wow.
Because they think that we have Tech Talk today, which we do not. Not through callers coming up here in just a few minutes.
We just did Tech Talk with you explaining the cords.
That was the extent of today's science lesson.
Yeah.
Get rid of the electric blankets now. I spent 3 weeks in the burn unit with a woman who is the victim of a faulty electric blanket. Wires bend and break. Ooh, good God. Burns from my wife sleeps on a heating pad because her back and lower back hurt all the time.
Yeah, same.
So she's constantly sleeping on a heating. I don't realize I'm living in nothing but a house of kindling. And I told you what my house is, just a money pit.
Yeah.
I guess I don't need everybody's help to try to burn it down, though. I'm old-fashioned that way. I didn't realize there were so many burn hazards within my home. Good God. I don't even know that I want to go. I'm just going to go stay at your house. Josh, do you have room on the floor?
I don't
have an electric blanket. I can't sleep on your floor? I thought we were bonding. I thought we were getting closer. No, apparently not.
We couldn't be further away.
Yeah. Wow.
Except for age. I'm about the same age as you.
Matthew Collar of Purple Insider is filling in for Steve Thompson. He'll take you up to the 6 p.m. hour. Shaletta, thank you so much for allowing me to sit in today. Josh, always a pleasure working with you, my friend.
Thank
you for being here. That's it for me. I'm out. This is Dave Schrader. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.